Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
March 7, 1805. Charbonneau receives gifts. Yesterday, March 6, was a smoky day. The Minotaurs had set fire to the plains, burning off the old grass as an inducement for the new grass to grow. New grass will entice the buffalo to return. There are other reasons to burn off grass, such as signaling. Some authorities think this burning is one reason the plains are devoid of woody vegetation today. Also on the 6th, George Shannon cut his foot with an adze while working on a pirogue. The youngest member of the expedition, Shannon was accident-prone, and actually got lost twice early on in the journey. Captain Clark writes today about Toussaint Charbonneau's sudden and surprising good fortune.
A little cloudy and windy northeast. The Cole visited us with a sick child, to whom we gave some of Rush's pills. Charbonneau returned this evening from the Gros Ventre, and that all the nation had returned from hunting. He, our Minotauri interpreter, had received a present from Mr. Chaboyer of the Northwest Company of the following articles: 3 brace of cloth, 1 brace of scarlet, a pair of corduroy overalls, 1 vest, 1 brace of blue cloth, 1 brace of red or scarlet with 3 bars, 200 balls and powder, 2 bracts of tobacco, 3 knives. Captain William Clark, March 7, 1805.
A brace is a measure of length equaling the span of the 2 extended arms. The French brasse was about 64 inches. The gifts to Charbonneau seem excessive. How Charbonneau might have earned or deserved such presents is not indicated in today's journals, but we will hear more about it later this week. Tomorrow, a kidnapping.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Captain Clark read by Sean Batiste. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.